special way in order that eventually be able to run well. So they throw them over the fence in a special way. Ad rinu. So it's only they threw the lambs over the fence for the purpose of stealing, of keeping them. But suppose they threw the lambs over the fence, on the contrary, they didn't want to conceal the lambs. But let's say they are afraid that somebody will catch them. They saw someone walking behind them. So they are afraid that somebody will catch them in the act. So Memele, they throw it over the fence into the courtyard of the owner. They don't want to be caught. So since they threw it over the fence into the courtyard of the owner, so they don't care. Let it suffer a risk of volume or not. So Memele, there we have to be chashish. When do we say that we have to be chashish? If they threw it into the courtyard of the owner, machmasire, because they are afraid maybe they'll be caught. So they decided to return the lambs to the owner. So then they throw it at random. They don't care what kind of a fall will take place as a result of their throwing of the lambs over the fence. But avo machmas tshuve, in other words, if the ganovim, the tshuve, because of that, they want to return the lambs, so then they are very particular that they should return the lambs to the owner in such a way that the owner will still be able to use them. So they are, and since they know how to throw lambs over the fence so that they shouldn't get hurt, so they certainly did it that way. Aber mach mal Schuhe, Schuhe mal hier zu da. All right. The Gamwe Gamwe. ומשליחו ניסו מיילו מקוס לאחוץ על הניף נורץ, המסנאי, על מסנאי הם נפלים, והנה פוחין על גבון, שיספר כוחון יסייר. האדרינו דרך למיילו מן הקיסל, יזווה ודח השינו, דלויך פסלו כל היחדינות. I suppose that those ganovim, so they took, before they came ganovim, so they took a number of lessons in karate, so they knew exactly how to throw a behemoth to the ground without the behemoth suffering serious injury. Omar Rav Yehuda Mara, Hiko al Reisho, Vihol Cholo Kilapi Znovo, Al Znovo Vihol Cholo Kilapi Reisho, Kineget Kol Hashedre Kulo, that if someone struck with a cane over the head of the behemoth, and that makil, the cane, went all the way up to the znovo, up to the tail, al znovo v'hol cholo klapi reisho, the cane went all the way up to the reisho, and it was the cane hit him in such a way that the cane, the stick, was coextensive with the spinal cord. So he are still not cheshish. Maybe the internal organs were shattered. Maybe the spinal cord or another kind of a basic internal organ was severely injured. We're not cheshish. So, why? Because most of the time, if you hit a behemoth over the whole goof, it does not result in a serious injury of the internal organs. But, we show him chutre apalgedigabe, but, so, if the stick was not coextensive, did not extend over the whole spinal cord, but it ended in the middle of the shoulder, so then it might injure. Then we anticipate the possibility that it injured. And then, v'yiz b'kitre, suppose the stick has the stick is not smooth. It has certain, sometimes, it has like projections coming out. So if that kind of a stick was used in striking the behemoth, so then there is a good possibility that there was an injury to the spinal cord. Hashim, v'imoche apaske hashim. So, in other words, so if the stick was hit widthwise, in other words, if the stick, let's say, suppose moche apaske be behefse kelim al reichah agav chayshinon v'chut hashetre. In other words, if the stick was hit this way, lengthwise, was placed, lengthwise, we're not chayshis, but if the stick, if he hit with the stick widthwise, so then it's more likely that it resulted in a severe injury of the spinal cord. Alright. Omar Rav Nachman, Beisorechem, Ein Bein Mishum Risukeivon. In other words, when a behemoth is born, even though it came out through a very narrow womb, so sometimes they could be, if a behemoth comes out from a very narrow womb, so then it might result in a shattering of the evil. Let's say if a woman has a very narrow womb, so then the doctors are on guard when this woman gives birth to a baby, to deliver the baby in a special way. Why? Because if everything is left to nature, so it might result in a severe injury of the yivam. So now here there was no doctor who attended to the behemoth as the behemoth gave birth to a baby. So one could argue maybe we should be chayshish that there was a risk of yivam took place. So we don't have to be chayshish, and we don't have to wait and see whether the baby will live or not. So we take it for granted that nothing, no risk of void took place in the baby. Omar Rovel Rav Nachman Tanya Din Sayyid. Tinek Beyei Me'achot Mitamei Beizim Im Yotzom Menezim Vi Sal Kedai Toch Yeish Mim Shimo Risk of void. And if you are going to say that we have to be chayshish, where in any case where the womb of the mother behemo is narrow, so we have to be chayshish for this kivorim. So how does the Mishnah say? Surprising. All right. So this is a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. Tinek v'yemecho. So that is mitame bezive in every case, and we never have to be chayshish. So now there is aloche, so it's mitami b'zivah midrais. But there is aloche of b'shiva drochim beit kimes azav. So the aloche is if someone has a discharge of zive because of a certain sickness, so then it is not mitami b'zivah. It is not mitami b'zivah. Now, if we are to be chayshish, sometimes, maybe a teenage, who came out from a narrow womb, so maybe he suffered a risk of falling, so maybe that discharge is a result of this disease, because of this injury that the teenage beyei may suffer. Maybe he shouldn't be mitame mitiras vadai. And why does the Mishnah say that he's mitame any baby that is born, even on the first day, before we're able to see whether he's a healthy baby, not a healthy baby, it's the first day. So he's already mitame bizive. Maybe this discharge is due to an injury that the baby suffered, that the fetus suffered in the course of the birth, and then he's not mitamei because b'shiva drochim beit kines azav. One is eini mitamei beines. The answer is no. We don't have to be cheshish. Maybe the baby suffered an injury in the internal organs, as a result of coming out from a narrow womb. So it's a raya to this din that we are never cheshish. So the e salt night of cheshish mishuris givorim mikam psalim machasein say. So the Gemara answers no. Hocha maskinon kishiyotze derdiv. In other words, the Mishnah wants to tell us the halacha that even a tinnik b'yemi is mitame b'ziv. Tame b'ziv, the Mishnah is not concerned now with other halachas, whether we have to be cheshish, maybe baby came out from a very narrow womb or not. So this can be visualized in connection with the case where the baby came out with the Ardeifen, not a Caesarean baby. But the Gemara doesn't mean Dafke the Ardeifen. It doesn't have to be Dafke the Ardeifen. Let's say, suppose a doctor examined the mother before she was in labor, and he saw that the womb was relatively wide, was not narrow. So then it's the same thing like the Ardeifen. What the Gemara says is, the Mishnah is not concerned now here with this question. The Mishnah wants to tell us a din that even a tinnik meyeme, the first minute after it's born, so if he has a dish out of zive, so it's vital. So memele, we can apply this Mishnah to a case where we know that there couldn't have been any injury of the internal organs as a result of the birth. All right. There are David, al disam. Ubein hu ubein imei chai vein leim ashal achas shemei so imei yitziyu vikad kaim lo misachas nide hu mayiz bereish. Rashi just explains, in other words, how can you take out the baby through a caesarean? After all, it's so painful. So he says we administer anesthesia, that's derech sam, in other words, that you shouldn't have any pain. Alright, Toshma Egel shenegel biyontev, sheikh pneise biyontev. So it doesn't have a din of mukze. Why? Because even though it didn't exist, it wasn't born. It was in the form of a fetus, bin hashmoshes. But since the mother was muchom lachile, so mele the fetus was also muchom erev yontev. So mele you can eat that egel on yontev. It's not mukze. In other words, you can eat it on Yontef. You don't have to wait even a misles to see that the baby is well. So it's a raya that we are not cheshish for Yisukivor, because if we had to be cheshish, maybe the womb of the mother of this baby had an unusually narrow womb. Sometimes it happens, and then it might result in a risk of harm of the baby. So the Gemara says, "Ochenamik in shiotzei derdeif." In other words, well, we know that there couldn't have been any injury to the internal organs of the baby. Toshma, v'shov v'inshin neilat, hu meimei des gabipcheya shezem in amuchon la'atzid rash. Shovin tanoi the kidney sagas beitzik abe preshne ubi mum biyont. Vishovin dafilo eisa bnei lag bebi ye mum. Mishim di mukze hoya bina shmoshes. Machmas isa kotchim bechut. Avo im leila da ye mum mum ei imei. Muchenu shalin esa meilam. Do mei imei oya muchen agav imei. U muter di prere ni kode isha chi volet. Uch shen leila da ye mum ei imei. Viro li shochit bechut. In other words, if the baby, the pro that was born, so at birth he already had it moon, so Mele, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are both made that it's muchon, it's not mukti. But the question is, so in other words, you can eat it immediately. But the question is, we should be cheshish for this kavurim, Maybe the mother had a very narrow womb. So it's a raya that we're not cheshvois geworden. V'chitein noch an amish, yotze der ardeifen. So der ardeifen mikodesh. V'oma, rabbi yechene moidoi rabshinu in kochim sheine kodesh. Sheine kodesh. In other words, when does he, is it affected to dushas b'chor? Only if it was born. If it came out der chrechem ime. But if it came out der ardeifen, if it's a cesarean, then it was, it's not affected to dushas b'chor. So the Gemara says, "Och maaskin and sheif misal kavikark." In other words, in the name that this Mishnah has reference to the case where it was born through regular birth, not through a cesarean. But then you ask, so, but you cannot deduce from that we are nevachishish for this givorim. Maybe we are chishish, but when are we chishish for this givorim? If the baby did not put its hooves, its feet on the ground, the moment it was born, then we are chishim. Then we could say, the truth is that we are not, but we could say that we are chishim for Yisik Avorim. Masha'in came if the baby placed its feet firmly on the ground, so that's a raya that it didn't suffer Yisik Avorim, because had the internal organs been shattered as a result of an injury received at birth, so then the baby would not have been able to place its hooves solidly on the ground, firmly and solidly on the ground. The Ardeve Mikodish, we pray the minimum, the Shachem and Dinamir, the Shalom got Paul, the Shalom got Paul, the Shalom got Paul, וישאל לסול אופי מיתום מביטארה, הוסו בו בישרה בויים, וניקים את הילת לרבייס, יצא דייפן, אבל ננקוד שמידה שניקוד, יסיד רבונו נפרף שיבל סי, that if, now the halach is that if a mother gives birth to a son, so she is tummy 7 days, even if she doesn't eat, even if it's a lady yabesh, and if she gives birth to a nikevo, so she's tmeyo 14 days, even if it's a lady yabesh, so that only applies to a case where the baby is born derech horech. But suppose a baby is born through a cesarean, there is no lady there, so then the mother is not, even though it's a girl, so the mother is not male 14 days. But of course, 7 days she's male, because usually, I mean 99% of the cases, there is bleeding too. But in Achname, if you're to be a lady Yabeshte, and I mean, not a lady, I mean, if she'll have a baby through a cesarean, and there won't be any bleeding whatsoever, so she's not male altogether. So, this is, so the Rabbonon say that she's not male, you may too much lady. But Rav Shimon is relic. We don't pass like Rav Shimon, we pass like Rabbonon. Rav Shimon says that it's a day of Mareu Kiyot. If it's a boy, so she's tmeyo 7 days, even if it's a lady yabeshte, and if it's a girl, so she's tmeyo 14 days. So it is. So only ligabe tumas leide, Rav Shimon holds. But ligabe kochim, he's made that if a prayer was born through a cesarean, so it's not affected to do just prayer. Aval in kochim made, she in kochim yachzif, in yuvoli, pradle is a day. Hoch maskin und tonen muta bei mir über die Hasch gesehen vor ihm schief mit der Rabbi Kark. Nin alam mit doch paar seis auf lam, da man kann gar nicht fullo. Um dem fullo so in its rich am Israel. Like this, whenever the behemoth falls accidentally from a great height, from a high floor, so then we are chishish for this gevorim. So chishish for this gevorim, so we have to observe the behemoth for 24 hours. But if it stepped solidly and firmly on the ground, then we don't even have to inspect the behemoth by letting the behemoth wait for 24 hours. You can shech the behemoth immediately. If the behemoth makes steps solidly and firmly on the ground. Kenshin Hifri, Salgabi Kark, Nina Lami, Torapas, says of Lami, that when we come up in the full or omdom in Philoso, if it stepped with its hooves firmly on the ground in its Rikhamis lace. So you can shecht the behemoth immediately. You don't have to wait 24 hours. ויום הרב נח בייס המטבח חיים אין בי משום ריסוקי עבורים. Now, in all slaughterhouses, they have certain ways of enabling the behemoth to be put in a position of being slaughtered. So, in the United States, in the slaughterhouses, so they chain the behemoth, all right. But it seems that Bisman Chazal, so in order to enable the sheikha to share the behemoth, they used to throw down the behemoth from a certain height in the slaughterhouse. So, from Rav Nachman, in other words, when the kishimapil in Israel eretz lishich the yafil mokim goveya. Okay, I suppose that there was underground, there was a very narrow floor. And there, and the sheikh probably was standing and pulled out his hands. I suppose that's the way they did it. So there was probably a very narrow room, and that had a window to a hall, to another room. And the sheikh was standing at the window, and he was pulling out, and he had his chalev, and he was pulling out the chalev through the window, and then the ark, the bull, was thrown down from a certain height into that narrow room, and it fell on the floor, and then the sheikhet was sheikhet. So we should be cautious, one could argue that since it was dropped on the floor from a certain height, maybe that resulted in a risible fall. So we are not cautious. We're not cautious. כשמפילים בישראל אורץ משייך די אף מוקם גוויה ולעד חיישש. ההוא טועה, די נופל, he fell מבייס בית מחי, but וישתם הכל ניגוחוסה. So in other words, so like this, the question never arose, no issue was made, because it's a memory. That based on the Chaim Mishum, that this memory was the basis for this practice. Otherwise, they wouldn't have done it. But there was one bull, so as he was dropped on the floor to be ready for Shchite, so he started to groan a lot. He started to groan with pain. He started to groan with pain. So the question arose, all the other bulls, when it was done to them, they didn't groan. But this bull, when it fell, it was dropped to the ground, to the floor, it started to groan a lot. So, all Rav Yitzchok, Bar Shmuel, Bar Marse, Shoku Mishufre Shufre. So Rav Yitzchok, Bar Shmuel, he himself took the best portion of the meat from this bull that was slaughtered. Even though he groaned a lot as a result of the fall. Omar Amal Rabbanu min Halacha, how do you know? All right, we know. Nastam, that may some of the Chaim Mishim Rizuki Yivorim. But here you had a certain reyesay, it was groaning. The bull was groaning. So, min Halacha, Omar, Omar Lehocha, Omar Rav, Tzipor Nofneitz, Ache Magi Alorez. כשהוא שיהיה ליפר כל שור, הוא מסחזק בצפינו, עד שהיא נפל מגיבה. In other words, because when they dropped that chair, so they always stood on the tziponai, on the claws they stood. In other words, so that prevents any risikivon. And this bull too, even though it groaned, but it also made a stand on the tziponayim, on its claws. So that's a raya that he did not suffer any injury to the internal organs. Omar Rav Yudeh, Omar Rav, עומדו אין הצריכו מייסליס בדיקה ודבאי בדיקה ודבאי. So in other words, if, let's say, a behemoth fell off his head from the roof and it stood up, but it didn't walk, so we don't have to stay unslaughtered for 24 hours. Sometimes we let a behemoth stay unslaughtered for 24 hours, but if it stood up, so mele, we don't have to be sheher 24 hours unslaughtered, but we can shech the behemoth immediately. But b'tike v'adabai. So in other words, but after shechite, we should be beidik. We should be beidik. Now omdo amaslis nikoi shenofu min agag v'omdo v'lo yolcho in itzricha shiyem eisleitz avol b'tike b'ayin b'chuda shedre. After shechite, we have to inspect the spinal cord, uvishvira shrif tzalois, uvakira shchulye. We have to make sure that there was no fracture in the ribs. Veichel lo yomdo. So the question is, so Rashi was bothered by certain difficulty. Monefshach. If even the case of omdo. So we still have to be beidik. Now, if we are beidik, so the melee should be muter even if lo yomdo. So Rashi says no. Veichel lo yomdo. Even if we made the dikem, we saw that the spinal cord was not broken. So we are chenshish for his, for Yerisik Ivorim, for a severe injury to one of the internal organs. Afu Budokuno, Vinimtse Shleimo Trefe, Mishimachvat, Shemisparku Prokel, Vichil Yusel, Vim Hocho, Afu Dikleban. Alright. Hocho Nitzrib Dikraf, Rebarash Omar, Omdin Srihom Isleis, Dikabad Bai, Hocho Nitzrib Dik, Rafri Barabash Omar, Hazu Bahazu, Srihom Dik, even of Hocho. Omar Avim Barach Omar Av, Posh the Yodel Amid. If it stretched out, the behemoth stretched out the foreleg to stand up, Aval Pishalay Omdo, even though it didn't stand up, as long as it stretched out the foreleg to stand, so it's enough. That we shouldn't require Shiri. Posh the Yodel Amid Avishalay Omdo. Okorak Lo Alech in the hind leg. If she stretched out the hind leg to walk, Avo Pishalo Yolcho, so it's also a Rayim, that there was no risk of walking. Rav Chisda Omar, Niyaro Vahamid, Avo Pishalo Yomdo. As long as it made an attempt to stand, that in itself is a Rayim, there was no risk of walking. Omar, Ameimah, Mishmeid Rav Dime, Minadoye, Nifulo Shom, Rutzrich Abdike, Kneged Neimayim. So when we say that the Niful law requires Bdike, so what does it mean? So we have to be Beideik when we shecht it, so Kneged Neimayim, Kneged the intestines, we have to be Beideik. Omri Marzut Rocham Nishmir Rav Pope, Tzrich Bdike Kneged Bisachol Kolei. We have to be Beideik in the whole Cholaguf. So we open up the Cholaguf and we have to be Beideik. Kineget cholag. Omalei hune mar brei the Rav Nechemiel Rav Ashe Simon Imai. Let's say if the behemoth fell off a certain height, so after shechita you say you have to be beidik kineget cholag. Do we also have to be beidik the simonim, the konin leveishet, to see with no injury took place in the simonim? So he says, Simonim Imai. So Omalei Simonim Koshin Hein Eitzel Nefile. In other words, that the Simonim, the Kone and the Veishet are too sturdy and hard, too tough, to be affected by fall. So we don't have to be bending Simonim. Rashi. Avri Amdu Mitzrashim is Leis, Nehau Amel Rishim Poshto Lero, Yitzchatsk Vos Lamei, Heiche, Dinof Nagag, Bilo Yodo, Di Yodo, Amrino Di Omdo Nafshi, כנגד ממאיים, שמו נקרא ריב החיצינו, נקווה דקי, כנגד כל החום, ששפילס חפצה ליס, ועקירס חוליס. סימון ממאיים, ניבו איבדי כשם נגד. אורייט. אומר רב יהודה, אומר שמואל, איב שנחפת על פני המים. נאו, ביי בהמה, סו, הוא יחי ששפוליס יגבורי, אם איב דה ווז אין אקסידנטל פול, פעמי הייט. How about a fowl, an oaf, that was thrown on the wall? It was thrown from a great height. It was thrown upon the water. So then, do we have to be chayshish for his givorim of the oaf? Kivin sheshot meloike mosidai. If it was able, after it was thrown on the water from a great height, it was able to swim meloike mosidai. So it's a raya that he did not suffer any risk of worry. Because had it suffered a risk of worry, it wouldn't have been able to swim anything at all. V'lo yamoron elo mato lemayl. When do we say that if the oaf was able to swim underwater, so then it's a raya that he didn't suffer a risk of worry, only if it swam upwards. So avo milmailo limato, but if it swam downwards after it was thrown underwater from a great height, mayu dashpale. So it's the current of the water that made her go down, glide down with the current. So So it may be the dove did suffer a risk of worry. And the reason as to why, and it wasn't able by on its own accord to swim, but the current of the water made it swim downwards. But if it's still water, so then so even if it's milmailo limato, so it's also a raya that he didn't suffer misikipa. Vi shode tzile, vi kadmei hokadme. In other words, now if it swam downwards and it's not still water, so then it's no raya that there was no risk of worry overtaking the oaf. But suppose they were twigs, logs of wood, underwater, and the oaf was thrown from a height, let's say underwater, here you have water, and then there were some twigs, and then it overcame the twigs, and it was able to swim downwards, in spite of the fact that there were twigs blocking it. So that's a raya that on its own accord it was able to swim. Because had it swum because of the current of the water, so then it wouldn't have been able to overcome the twigs that were placed, that were blocking its way. Glimi motiach chai shinam. In other words, suppose someone throws down from a great height a bird underwater, and underwater a sheet is spread out. Underwater there was a sheet spread out. So Glimi Motiach Chayshino, if it is spread out tightly, so then we are afraid, because maybe it as it fell on that sheet that was spread out very, very tightly, so mainly it suffered, the oaf suffered a risk of worry. But loy matiach, loy chayshino, we don't have to be chayshish. Glimei, Paul Salgabi, he said this Babi, Umotiach. Now, it's not underwater, not the sheet was spread out underwater. Let's say there were there were poles set up, and then a sheet was spread out on those poles. And if it was spread out very tightly, so then we acheshi, and then the off was thrown on the sheet, And if the sheet was spread out very tightly, we have to becheshish, maybe as a result of falling on the sheet that was spread out very tightly, it suffered the risu givon. But if it's not very tightly, lo yichashinon, then tachas yofa. Now, if we move off, aif miyuf, lo yichashinon. In other words, if the sheet was doubled, even though it spread out tightly, so then we're not cheshish for this ikvon. Aizlehu mikar vekitre chashino. If it fell, let's say, suppose a net was spread out bar, on poles. A net was spread out on poles. And then someone threw an off on that net, and it's very closely knotted, the net. So then, since the off fell into a net that is closely knotted, so mainly we are afraid maybe it sustained an internal injury. Loi mikar bekitre loi chashino. But suppose it was thrown on a net that was spread out on poles and it wasn't closely knotted, so then it's loi chashino. For this gevor. Kisne diovid bitune chashino. Pishton osu chviles chviles. If it was thrown on flax that is in the form of bundles, so chashinon, because chashari kosher. But the haikiseh, if it fell, the off was thrown on the sides of the bundles, on the flax, so then it's loy chashin. Asuraiseh, in other words, bundles of reeds. Let's say you have bundles of reeds set up upon poles, and then an off was thrown on those bundles of reeds. So we are afraid, maybe as a result of falling on the bundles of reeds, maybe it's offered a risk of all. Now, keep the didaik vinopits. If it fell on flax that was pounded and corded, so loy chashin, because that's not so hard. Daik loy nopitz, but if it was pounded, the flax on which the oar fell was pounded and wasn't corded, so chashin. Now, the Ovid Bizre, Kibdi Beike Kitre, Chayshino. In other words, if it fell on something that has many, many knots, so then is Chayshino. Dikate Chayshino. Dikatkate Loi Chayshino. Now, Dikate Neire Shive Giveli, Haninori Minapishti. In other words, coarse flax. So if it fell on coarse flax, so chashinon, because that's hard. So maybe if it was thrown from a height and then it fell, and coarse flax, since it's hard, uyachishish, maybe there was a risk of oil. Didactically, in other words, if it is refined flax, lo yachashim, nivre chayshino, siva godeil, svivat kerli, yash bileise, vinechlak leotsuiz, umarfshilin imenu chavoi. That's hemp, I think. I mean, if it fell on hemp, that's the material out of which you make rope. That's hemp. So if it fell on hemp, chaisinon, timchate, but after you, so after this hemp was made into thin strips, so then it's loy chayshino. So it's loy chayshino. Nivre chayshino. Nivre chayshino. Timchet loy chayshino. Nivre means coarse bark. If it fell on coarse bark, so chayshino. Timchet and refined bark loy chayshino. Kitmeni hile chayshino. Kitmeni hile chayshino. In other words, ashes that was sifted with a sieve and it became hardened into lumps. In other words, if the ashes were sifted and they became hardened into a mass lump, so then, and the off was thrown on that, is chayshino. Loy nihile, kitme loy nihile. In other words, if it wasn't hardened into lumps, the ashes. So loy chayshino. Chiladak loy chayshino. If the off was thrown on thin sand, loy chayshino. But on coarse sand, is chayshino. Avagdrochim chayshino. If it was thrown on the dust of the drochim, so it's chayshino. Chayshino. Because that also becomes hard. Gamhu nirbash. Gamhu nirbash v'nase koshi. Tivne v'yovit bazge chayshino. Straw. And the straw was made into bundles, so it's very hard, and then an off was thrown on that bundle of the straw that is hard, we achichish, maybe as it fell on this bundle of hardened straw, maybe it sustained a risk of oil. Yes, we achichish. Lo yomit bazge, lo yachashinon, but if the straw was not made into bundles, so then we are not achichish. And then it was thrown and fell. The off was thrown and fell on that straw, so lo yachashin. Chite v'chol d'minaye chayshina. Chite v'chol d'minaye k'yishikun shu koshe chayshina. If you had a whole pile of seeds, of wheat, or of rye, so that it's hard, chayshina, if the off was thrown from a height and fell on it. But Seire, v'chod minaye, sare v'chod minaye, chayshino. There is a girse, sare v'chod minaye, loy chayshino. There are two girses. Kol minei kitnies, like rice, beans, poles. Ein bem shorisu kivor. Libar min rubie, libar min rubie, fenugreek. So in other words, if you had a pile of fenugreek, and then, an off was thrown from a distance, from a height, and it fell on that pile pile of fenugreek. So we have to finish. Chimtze. So, ein bei mishum risi givor. Chimtze, ein bei mishum risi givor. There's a certain kind of a mean. I don't know what it is. Chefze, chifze, yeish be mishum chifze givor. also a certain kind of a plant. So, I mean, the cloud is this. If it is thrown from a height and it falls on something that is very hard, so then we have to be chishish. If it doesn't fall on something very hard, we don't have to be chishish. Chloe the mills. Kol mine de mishrek. Kol mine de mishrek. Ein be mishum risi givon. So, all the things that move away, that slip away from each other, and they do not join each other, so then, ein be mishum risi givon. But, loy mishrek, if they do not slip away from each other, so then, it becomes hardened, a very hardened surface. So if an oaf is thrown from a height and falls on that hardened surface, then Yeshu Mishu is gone. Dovuk. Suppose an oaf, as he flies, he becomes glued to a certain board. Dovuk. Glued in glass. He becomes glued. Vitochen, they say, B'dav Kotel. Voeiv Shechinov. So do we have to be cheshish for this Yisrael, or we don't have to be cheshish for this Yisrael? Ravash Shor, Amim Baroseh, Bichat Kapet Kulal Mutegli Shor, if only one wing of the oaf is glued to a board, so everybody agrees that it's muta, we don't have to be cheshish for this Yisrael. Keep the betray gape when it's glued to two wings. Man de ose aromaloch, heichen eikem. After all, the oaf cannot keep it off. Man de shore aromaloch, efshad en eikem. Aik de gape, on the tips of the wings. Vike damre, betray gape if it is glued to both. Bichat gap dovu yali. Bichat gap shli bakel gap achas per yam shliya. Hey chani kama meyoch lo kim dize satz. Il kaki shnei fil nechbat bichvil bin fil gmur. Ayi kari gap. In other words, if the bird at the time it's glued to the board is able to keep itself in hold, so then it doesn't sustain a risk of worry. But if it's unable to keep itself in hold, so then it's very likely that it sustains the tips, So the Aluch Dila says that we are not in a position of making a dike. Rashi is chaylik. Rashi is chaylik. The mutar mispicholom. Tchziv al hasheva sheyye bayom mei. Aval hu yizoy ha-yofi. Ul hopi nifon of kolat ha-bochi. Vichol ha-pkiim midomo. Keirich ha-dinim tiye shiv ye mikshu. The Gemara uses that expression Sanhedrin. That if somebody has it in Torah, a difficult in Torah, so he should try to join with him a number of Talmidei Chachamim. You know, in case, if Chas V'Sholem, he makes a toyes in the judgment, so everyone will get at least the chip of the lack. In other words, that's emotion. In other words, so they'll share their responsibility. Not that just three Dayonim should assume the responsibility for every difficulty in Torah. So Rashi says he rejects the shita of Aloch Dilas. The Aloch Dilas shita is that wherever something is muta b'achile, only al dike, so today we cannot rely on al dike because we don't have sufficient expertise. So the Rashi is chelik Aloch Dilas. He says, true, we don't have that degree of expertise that the Talmid Chachomim years ago so possessed, But the Torah says, "Lashayit Hashayiya b'yom meim." So the Torah relies on the judgment of the dying. So Mele, we shouldn't say we don't know. We can be beidik. We have to be beidik, and we have to assume responsibility. But if a b'dikah has to be made, he should involve all the experts. Let's see. Butcher is an expert on these things, so he should involve them in the decay. He shouldn't do it by himself. All right, we'll leave it here. So tomorrow, so it's not difficult anymore. Eh? So we should be prepared and holding it more up to Idma. Up to Tafnun Gimel Amud Beis, Bo Yilvi, Simonim Shenidaldelu Becham, Tafnun Gimel Amud Beis. So we'll start in P, Hilchos Reis. Boy, Tafnun Reis Amud Alef, Nishtavro Reis Reisel. Now, Monday, there's Hashem, so we'll start with the Strafis Yadev. And then you'll have to tell me when you want to take the Prine. So you'll have to take the Prine sometimes in August. I mean, you have to tell me, because if you want that the Prine should be taken, let's say around August 15th, all right. But you'll have to tell me now. I mean, within the next few days, because I have to plan accordingly, you see. Because we have to cover, yes.
When will the Rosh Hashanah be in July?
Certainly all of July I'll be giving shiurim, and I might be giving shiurim 1 week or so in August, because we have to finish Hilchos Reis. So it just wouldn't be right, you know, to discuss when the Prin will be given after I finish giving the shiurim. So, you have to take the Prine sometimes in August, not in September. Sometimes in August you have to take it. So you can tell me now, I mean, if you want to take it the 8th of August, all right, the 8th of August, I mean. Not before the 8th of August, because I don't think we'll be able to cover the Hashanah before the 8th of August. All right. Now, Nishtabu Reif Tzalisel, Ton Rabon, Elohei Reif Tzloitz, Sheish mikan v'sheish mikan. V'achaseschem mikan v'achaseschem mikan. So all together, there are 22 ribs in the behem. So if rov of the ribs were fractured, then the behem is a trave. So what does it mean? Rov? Now, if there are, all together there are 22, so rov is 12. So it doesn't matter how the rov, the 12 ribs that are fractured, where they are located. So whether it is sheish mikan, the sheish mikan, in other words, 6 ribs on each side are fractured. So together we have 12. So the 12 fractured ribs are constituted by both sides. I mean, equally by both sides. Oh, yeah, chases remikam, chases remikam. Suppose all the ribs on one side, 11 on each side, are fractured, and just one on the other side. So it's also three. Omar zere umechtzion kilapei shed. Umechtzion kilapei shed. Now, so. That when do we say it's treife, only that the fracture took place in the half mechetzion kelapei shedre, veloy mechetzion tzad achoza. In other words, only if the fracture is in the posterior half of the ribs, not in the anterior. I mean posterior in the sense that it's towards the shadow, not towards interior, I mean would be towards the chest. All right, the Rashi. Chovei Sloyes Deilim Sheyesh Ben Meyach Yesh Lo Mebehim Yudalef Mikam Yudalef Mikam V'Rof Shalom Ehen Havi Yudveis Pohek Asin Enyach Hasesra Mikam Hasesra Mikam U'mechtzin Kla Bishetre U'bihinon Shiri Nishbor Yisson Yudveis Lois Mechetzion Kla Bishetre U'lifi Sheshom Chiyuson V'loi Mechetzion Utsad Achozim. All right. Omar Ule, Omar Abyech, Omar Abba Bachon, Omar Abyech, Uvitzloy is daily Shiryesh Bemeyach. In other words, that when do we say that if Nishtabo Rivzal is cell, it's Reife only if the fractured ribs are ribs that have marrow, not because there are certain ribs that don't have any marrow. So only the fractured ribs that have marrow. Omar Ule, Ben Zakkai Omar, Ben Zakkai says, Rashi says, Lo Yedame Manu, who is this? But the same Andoma Ben Zakkai is mentioned in other places, too, in Sanhedrin is mentioned, the Gabi Ptikes, so Ben Zakkai is mentioned. But Rashi says, Lo Yedate Manu. All right, Omar Rabbi, Omar Ule, Ben Zakkai Omar, Nekro bereiv tzadechot, nishtabro bereiv shneizdom. That if the ribs so were dislocated, so it's bereiv tzadechot. In other words, each tzad has 11 ribs. So what would be the rov ribs of one side would be 6. And the rov ribs of both tzadim would be 12. So if the ribs were dislocated, so then it is a treife of tzadechot, only if 6 ribs were dislocated. So Rashi says, kibim shenekro sheishne, dain rov tzadechot, treife, avol b'nishtabro, but if it's fractured, not dislocated, so bereiv shnei zdom, bereiv shnei zdom. So we see that the dislocation is more serious than a fracture, because in regard to a dislocation of the ribs, so even if you have just 6 ribs that are dislocated, so it's treif. But in regard to a fracture, only if you have 12. Nekru birov tzadechot. Nishtabu rif shnei zdorim. That's Ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yehuda Noma, bein nekro, bein nishtabu rif shnei zdorim. That even if dislocated, but see, if 6 ribs are dislocated, so it's not a treif. Only if 12 ribs are dislocated. Nekro rif tzadechot kim shnekro sheishmen, and rif tzadechot treif. Avu b'nishtabu rif trefer lo b'it veiz. Dahayne rif shnei zdorim. Rif shnei zdorim. Omara, Nekro Tzela V'chul Yehim Otreif. So you have in the spinal column, so you have, it consists of the vertebrae, and then you have ribs attached to the vertebrae. I mean, on each side. So Rav says, Nekro Tzela V'chul Yehim Otreif, if the rib was dislocated together with its vertebra, so it's treif. In other words, even if just one rib, but if it's together with the vertebra, so it's a treif. V'chul yeimo, v'afilu achut kayim. Even though the spinal column is not broken, but as long as you have a dislocation of one rib and its vertebra, so it's straight. Omolei Rav Kane, this Gemara is a little confusing. Amale Rav Kana Rav Asilera Nekra Tzela Mikan V'Tzela Mikan V'Chul Yekayem Esmar. Suppose that the rib on one side was dislocated and on the other side is dislocated, but the vertebra is intact. Is it kshero or asur or tri? Is it kshero or tri? Omalehu, so Rav said to Rav Kana and Rav Ase, gistere kamrite. Gistere kamrite. Now Rashi explains it. Gistere kamrite. Amale. Boi minei nekrotzela mikan. Vitzela kenegdo vichul yukayem ezmar. Gistere kamrite bitmio. Behemo shenifziko behemtzioso. Atim sheyalim. Honivele nami. Kidoma vifrekamelil. Now, Gimore daf chofale. So the Gemara says that Chofala Komedale, Omar Shmuel, also Gistere Nevele. So what does Gistere mean? Gistere means, Rashi explains there, Shechotcho Lerobo, Oy Bitzaboro Kulo, Oy Bishetro. In other words, Gistere, the plain meaning of Gistere, here that Chofala means, if the behavior was decapitated, then we chopped off the head. So then it's Nevele, it's not Reve. It has a din of a mesa. It has a din of a mesa, even though in one magazine they had a picture of a chicken that the head was chopped off and then someone said that it was still living. But it's not considered living. I mean, it's not considered life. So, also gistere, so is considered mesa. So there the Gemara says, in regard to decapitation, in other words, when the head was chopped, so then it's nevela, it's meisa mamish. That's halacha not only gabi behemo. That's halacha gabi odom also. I mean, that's the Mishnah always. In other words, that if someone is shochad bishnaim or if shnaim, if the simonim were cut in a human being, so as long as he's mifacha, he has a din of a chay l'choldovo, he can even give a get to his wife. But if the head was chopped off, then he's a din of a mess. Is a din of a mess, and the movements, the locomotion that you can detect in a human being or in a behemoth that was decapitated, so is considered like the movements of his naval toy. His naval toy, it's not considered living. So that's gistere daf chofale. But Rashi says that Rav, in explaining Rav's answer to Rav Kana and Rav Ase, so he says that in the case where the nekrotzela mikam v'tzela mikam v'chul yekayemes omalu gister kamrite bitmiyo behemo shenipsiko behemtzioso ade she'alin honivelo namayi kidome v'rekame. But v'rekame, so the aloha of gister means decapitated. I mean, the head was chopped off. But here it's something else. I mean, just that there was a dislocation of both ribs. So that's also gistere, and it's the veil. That's also gistere, and it's the veil. So this is what Rav said. So the Gemara has the kashe. In other words, what was the answer of Rav? That it's not only treif, it's nevele. Michai. So the Gemara is a kashe vorav name gistere kama. Monefshech. If you say that when it is that tzelamikam, vitzelamikam was necro. So then it's considered as a gistere. And it's nevele. So why does Rav say that nekrotzela vichuli imo. It's only treipe. No, it should be nevele, because if the tzela and the chuli and the vertebra were dislocated, so memele the other tzela is also moved away from its place. Because you have both sloes are attached to the vertebra. But if the one tzela and the vertebra is dislocated, so memele the other tzela is also moves away, is also dislodged. So memele, it should also be nevele, and Rav says that it's only treife. Vorav name gistre koma. So the Gemara says, ki koma Rav tzela beloichul. When does Rav say that nekro tzela vichulimo is treife, but not nevele? That is, if only the tzela was dislodged, was dislocated, but the chulie not. And in the name, if the tzela and the chulie completely will be dislocated, so then it will be nevele, not reif. So the Gemara says, kashe vo tzela vichulie koma. Rav says explicitly, nekro tzela vichulie imo, not just nekro tzela treife, but only nekro tzela vichulie imo treife. Et reif tzela vichulie koma. So the Gemara uses teret tzela vichotzi chulie. In other words, when Rav says nekra tzela vichuli imo treife, it means that the tzela was nekra completely, and half of the vertebra, so was nekra with it, but the other half was not nekra. So then it is treife but not nevele. But if it was neka, the tzela and the whole chul and the whole vertebra, then it's in the middle. Let's see the Rashi. Vorav nami gistri koma, v'chim neka tzela v'chilim, v'ari tzela shchenek v'nishmetes, v'noflo, v'kol rav treife, bot nivei lenat, v'chot zichuli. V'atzela shchenek do, v'chot beres yofi, v'chot zichuli yekayem, v'chot zichuli yekayem, then it's not gistri. So you more as the kashena o nichlau the rav kane the rav ase tzela below yichul yame nichlau the rav kane the rav ase tzela below yichul yame because rav kane and rav ase said nekro tzela mikan v'tzela mikan v'chul yikayemes. So that means only both sloes Woneka, but the chulia, the vertebra, remained intact. So, we omalu gistre kambiti. So that means that Rav implied, even in respect to the case where just the both slois woneka, but the chulia, the vertebra, remained intact. So even that is nevele, not only treif and nevele. And how can that be? But the michlal de rav kamer rav asis tel de chulia amre v'omar lu gistre kamre. But how can that be? V'omar ule ben zaka yoma nekro bereiv tzadechon nishtabru bereiv shnei tzdodi. So memele, it has to be, so bereiv shnei tzdodim. So when is a treife? Only when you have six, according to the Zakai, six, Nekro is six, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, so it has to be 12. But two, certainly not, is not even treif, two, only six, or maybe six according to Momandoma, or 12. At 12 ribs are dislocated. But when you have just the two tzlois, then certainly not, it's not even treif. And here Rav implied that it's more than treif, it's nevele, just when two are dislocated. How can it be? Omaloch. הוסום זה שלוי כנגד זה, הוכה זה כנגד זה. So, in other words, when do we say that we must have at least a dislocation of 6 or maybe according to Rabbi Yochanan of 12? And if you have less than 6, not less than 6, not so it's a mitzvah. That is, if the 6 are not zek negative, not zek negative. One is higher, one is lower. So then, only if you have a dislocation of 6. But if you have a dislocation of 2, and they are not zek negative, then it's in chayo. It's not in treif. Mashenke, if the 2 that are dislocated are zek negative, so then even with 2, not only 6, it's asura. And asura on the score of Nivele, not just 3. So the Gemara is the Kashe, V'omar Rabbi Yochanan, B'reif Shnei Tzdodim, U'v'reif Shnei Tzdodim, Rabbi Yochanan says that even when you have a dislocation, so you have to have 12, Reif Shnei Tzdodim, and in order to have 12, you must have one set of ribs that is a connected set. Otherwise, it's impossible to have 12 dislocated ribs because you have 11 on each side. So you cannot have 12 dislocated ribs without having at least one pair of Zeke negative. ואומר רבי יחנה וריב שני צדדים, ובריב שני צדדים יאפשר לקיים אחד מנאי, זה כנגד זה. So the more you get it, הוסום בוכנה ולא יעשיסה. הוסום בוכנה ויעשיסה. הוסום בוכנה ויעשיסה. Why is it called? The literal meaning of בוכנה ויעשיסה means mortar and pestle. I mean, it means because the vertebra, it really consists of 3 parts, each vertebra itself. So it's called a mortar and pestle. But what it means is hosom buchne beloy asise. In other words, when do we say that only, when does Rabbi Yochanan say only if it has 12 dislocated ribs? The 12 dislocated ribs. And so then it's asurom mitzatreiv. But if it's less than 12, then it's kshelo. And even if it has 12, it's still not nevela, it's only treife. And that means if it has 12 dislocated, so obviously you have one pair of ribs that is ekenegetze. So even in such a case, when you have altogether 12 and one pair of ribs ekenegetze, so it's not nevela yet. It's not nevela. That is, if you only have dislocated ribs without any dislocation of any part of the vertebrae. So that's called buchne veloy asise. Hoche buchne veasise. Buchne veasise. When did Rav say that it's not just asura on the score of treife, but it's asura on the score of nevela? When you have two ribs, two ribs, dislocated, and part of the vertebra is also dislocated. What does it mean? It means, in other words, that you have one on one side, you have a dislocated rib with a mixas of the vertebra dislocated, and on the other side, you also have a dislocated rib, zekenegetze, with the mixas of the vertebra also dislocated. But in the middle of the vertebra is intact. So then, if you have two ribs dislocated, zekenegetze, and each rib is also it carries with it a dislocation of part of the vertebra on its side, even though in the middle it's intact. So then Rav said, it's gisner. So when Rav Kan Rav Asi said, nekra tzela mikam Vitzelam Mikam, Yechulik Kayemes. What is Yechulik Kayemes? In the middle. In the middle, it is Kayemes. But it is, it carried with it a dislocation of part of the vertebra on each side. But in the middle, it's Kayemes. So then it's Gisna. Now let's see the Rashi. Michlau Rav Kan Rav Asi Tzal Mikam Tzal Mikam Chol Achul Yikayem Ez Boim Nei Di Tzal Aru Ktsas Chul Yosh Mamin Udom Afilu Bechodim Mitrefe Vinu Bo Yitarte Elo Vada Tzal Abu Lo Yichol Yirko Boim Nei Vom Alo Yalo Kistere Kam Vite Da Afilu Nivele Na Mea Ve Bipi Vom Aru Le Al Merube Bin Al Mitrefe Vikol Shkin Li Bechodil Le Mitre Nivele Ul Rabi Yichen Dom Arafne Kol Mitre Vadi Kerev Shnei Tzlodim וכן מקרה שש מימים ושש מסמאיל, ואפילו לצד הצו ואווילו לצד העליה, יהיה אפשר להבין צוי זה כנגד זה, וצוי יהיה אפשר להב one pair of ribs זה כנגד זה, ואפילו אוכל בא ירובה למטרפה, וכל שכמי בכל אלה מקרה נבילה. דיבי שלהם מי קורא בסלגד הייתוך, תירף צלע מכולי חולי קומה, והנה בו עם מיני צלע ופצעה סחולי מכאן, וכן מכאן, ומצוא שחולי קיימס, אבל אשלי די כמיס דרב, צלע וחוצי חולי קומה, ועל כוח צלע ולא יחולי קומו אליי, ויקום עלו עלו היסטר קמרת, קשנו הודר רבי יחנן. ושם הוסום רב כאן ורב עשה בוכנה ועשיס, כאילו אם הצלע הוא פצס חולי, so צלע הוא צס חולי, so in other words, so what's צלע הוא פצס חולי מכאן, וצלע הוא פצס חולי מכאן, and in the middle, the חולי is קיימס. So then, that was the case in regard to which Rav Kan Rav Asi inquired from Rav. And Rav says, it's in Nivele. The Rabbi Yechanan, when he says that we must have 12, and when it has 12, so it must necessarily have Tzela Mikan, Tzela Mikan also dislocated. Rabbi Yechanan, Tzela Beloichu, Yehoche, ורב כאן ורב עשה צלע וקצס חולי המהן את רב, ראש מאמין לו בכל דין המטורף, ומה הייתי בו בתארתה? אסיסה, חור שבחול יהיה, שהצלע תוכו, תוכו, היין ובכל צריכים. אורת. So the Gemara says, יהוכה, היין את רב. היין את רב. So in other words, so Rav says that when the tzela and part of the chulia were dislocated, so then it's asur. So why? So even if only one rib is dislocated, but it's together with part of the chulia, so it's asur. Alachas kama vechamo if both ribs are dislocated and each rib on each side carries with it a dislocation of part of the vertebra. So it's certainly asur. So why do they ask? Why do they ask? So Yochai and Rav, so the Gemara says, Lo yishmi al yodira. They didn't know, they didn't hear Rav's memory that even if just one rib with part of the vertebra are dislocated, so and the other part of the vertebra. The other part of the vertebra is intact. So even in such a case, it's asur. They didn't hear that memory of Rav. So they didn't know of this memory of Rav. So Memele, they had a suffix. They had a suffix even in regard to two slois, two ribs being dislocated. And each rib he carries with it a dislocation of part of the vertebra, but in the middle, it's intact. Whether it's kshei or not, really boy in a kiderav, someone afshach. If they didn't hear Rav's memory, why did they only inquire in connection with the case where both vertebras are dislocated, and they carry with it a dislocation of part on each side, a dislocation of part of the vertebra, and in the middle the vertebra is intact. So let them inquire about the case where just one rib any part of the vertebra, I'll dislocate it. Viliboim in a kidera. Why don't they ask in regard to the case of Rav? They didn't hear that Rav made a memory in regard to that case. But why didn't they inquire about that case? Viliboim in a kidera. Savre. Rav Kana Rav Asi held. Liboye, they preferred, they decided to inquire in regard to a case that they will know the answer to both. Actually, Rav Kana Rav Asi didn't know the answer to the case of Ravir. They didn't know. So in other words, they didn't know the answer to the case. They had a topic in regard to the case where one rib and part of the vertebra are dislocated. But they decided they'll inquire in regard to the case where both sloys are dislocated. And miktsas mikan of the chulye and miktsas mikan of the chulye are also neka. But in the middle, the chulye is intact. So, we boim lechode, we pour letarde. And once they hear the answer of Rav in regard to this case, where both sloys are neka, together with the miktsas of the chulye on each side, so they will know an answer to both cases. We boim lechode pour letarde. Because if they had inquired in regard to the case where one cella and part of the vertebra are dislocated, so then they felt they wouldn't get an answer to all their sveikis. Because they didn't know what Rav will say. They haven't heard of Rav's memre in regard to the case of cella v'chulye imo. And Mikzas Chulim. They haven't heard Rav's memory. So they decided it's not advisable for them to inquire in regard to the case of Tzela Mikzas Chulim. Because they don't know what Rav's answer will be. So Bishlem, if Rav's answer will be that it's Treife in regard to the case of Tzela, V'ktsas chuliyimo, just one tzela, v'ktsas chuliyimo, was neka, is treife, so then they would know an answer that if both tzlois are neka, together with ktsas chuliyimo, then it's certainly treife. If one tzela, together with ktsas chuliyimo, is neka, is treife, alachas kama v'chamo, both tzlois with ktsas chuliyimo, so is treife, is asur, goes with that. But they weren't sure what the answer of Rav would be, since they haven't heard Rav's memory. So they anticipated the possibility that Rav might say, in regard to the case of one tzela, v'ktsas chuliyimo, that is kshero, so they wouldn't know any answer in regard to the case of both tzlois and ktsas chuliyimo. So because of that, but he nich yom la treife kochin tati yom la chero akal tati kom bere. So mele, they decided it's not advisable for them to inquire about the case of slas achas uktsas chulie, because then maybe the answer would be that it's chero, so they still wouldn't know what the answer would be in regard to both slois being naked. So they decided that it's better to inquire from Rav in regard to the case where both slois and with ktsas chulye, so aneka. So then they would know an answer in regard to the case of one tzela being neka. How would they know? So the Gemara has the kasha, how would they know? So he says, Yehoche, hashtename di koboy menei, why was that better? Because even in this case, they couldn't be sure that they'll have an answer for both cases. Because they didn't know what Rav would say. They asked him, they didn't know what Rav would say in regard to one tzela being neka. They didn't know what Rav would say in regard to two tzlois being neka. So why was it better for them to inquire about the case of both tzlois being neka? Why? Because he, If the answer would be that even in the case where both lois, with part of the chulia being nekarishiro, lachas kama vechamo, one tzela with part of the chulia being nekarishiro, coach b'chode. So vi yomar l'treve, but they didn't know. Maybe Rav would say in regard to both lois being nekar that it's treve, so there is still. Would not know the aloche in regard to the case where one tzela and part of the chulia is neka. Akatechotim boile. So why did they decide that inquiring about the case of both slois is better than inquiring about the case of one tzela? They still wouldn't know. They couldn't be sure that they would have an answer for everything. Because in case Rav would say in regard to both that it's but they still wouldn't know what Rav would say in regard to the case where one tzela and tzas chulia is treifokshir. Akat chodim boyle. So Gemara says no. Chafkan and Rav Aseh felt they were convinced that once they ask Ishaile in regard to the case where both tzlois and miktsas of the chulia is neka, so then they'll have an answer not only in regard to the case of both slois, but in regard to the case of one tzelato. Why? Savre imkei miyotach kohodach. Chode treif etarte miboye. In other words, they'll have an answer. They'll have an answer not only from the words spelled out by Rav, but the way he'll say the words, whether he'll give the answer calmly or he'll give the answer with anger, so they'll know an answer for both cases. Why? Because if they ask him if they present their shayla in regard to the case of tzlois and miktsas chulia, and in the middle the chulia is intact, so then they are sure of having an answer for every case. Because manavshach, if he'll say that in regard to the case where the case of tutzlois being neka with part of the chulia being neka, so if the answer by Rav will be that in the case of tutzlois being neka it is kshero, then they'll certainly have an answer that in the case of one tzela and part of the chulia it's certainly kshero. But even if we assume that the answer of Rav in regard to the case of both slois is that it is straightforward. It is straightforward. They'll have an answer for the case of one tzela being neka. Why? Because it all depends how he answers treif. Now, the shayla is presented in regard to the case of both slois being neka. And then, if Rav will say treifo kamli, so then they'll know. If he says treifo kamli in the case of two slois, that implies that in the case of one tzela being neka, it's kshero. But if Rav will say asuro with excitement, so they don't know, why is Rav excited? I mean, why? There was no reason as to why Rav should be excited. He was asked the shayla. So the answer is that it's treifah. So he can say it calmly. So if Rav will say asuro with excitement, it will be a raya that Rav holds that even in the case of one tzela being neka with part of the chulia being neka, so it's asuro. So that's why he's excited. That's why he says in the case of two, it's asura. Because he feels that even the case of one tzela being neka with part of the chulia being neka with it, so it's asura. So that's why he answers that in the case of two being neka, it's asura with excitement. So that's why they decided to present the shayla in regard to the case of tutzlois being neka, not in regard to the case of one tzela being neka. So the Gemara asks, vocabulary the Lirotach, but you see that he didn't become excited. And he didn't decide. So the Gemara says, King Nikomalo Gista Kamite Heimerich. In other words, the excitement by Rav was not an emotional excitement. It was an intellectual excitement. The way Rav answered, Gister Kamret, in other words, what are you talking about? I mean, this Shaila shouldn't even be presented to me. So that was the excitement of Rav. So they did have an answer. In other words, from the way Rav answered, his answer was affected with an intellectual excitement, not an emotional excitement. In other words, when someone is emotionally excited, so then it manifests itself in losing his temper. But when one is intellectually irritated, so he doesn't lose the temper, but he presents the answer in such words that they'll understand. In other words, and what was his answer? Gister Gamret. What are you talking about? The case of a dislocation of two ribs, Zekenegetze, with mixas of the vertebra on each side also being dislocated. So there it's in Nevele. So that means, but in the case of one rib with part of the vertebra being dislocated, so then it's Treife. Savre im kemir takor at rash ma dur de rav motzino le mifsha mai din de khod di me hadon shira kosh ke khod im hadon treit vo lo yidi tre pashtin mele di bi khod esfir le shira di esfir le khod na me treve ki bin mi tarte ma hadon bi ritre vi mei ma hashte bi khod treve tarte me boylakhu aber im bin khod afn esfir le tarte shira ma hadon bi ritre se we may ma hashte mit tarte kshera vo yir beslei itaysa adait mit tarte treife vo boy men mit tarte us vir vi khode name treife ki do ma rav hier ne khatsala vo khole hier imo ve ikim ne khot khil yo vaf lo khle adlo bi ritre de nif shme nei la kiras khode kim di komalo gistre kam rite mit mir heime ritre di hohe komalo holi boy le khole mo boy de vele name ave elo bi khode treife. Now let's see the Teisves. But he says, Yoche Haim the Rav. So Teisves explains it. Love the Rav Mamesh. Dahi the Rav love Gisteri. What do you mean, Yoche Haim the Rav? Because Rav is reference when Rav said, Nekrotzela v'chuli imot reifen, not in vele. So he's reference to the case where one rib was dislocated and together with it, part, half, of the vertebra, and the other half remained intact. So they are its treife. But this case where both ribs, together with part of the vertebra being dislocated, so it's not just treife, but it's nevele. So it's not mamish heine the rav. Love the rav mamish. Dahi the rav love gistere. In the case of one chulia being neka, together with part of the vertebra, it's not gistere, it's not nevele, but it's reife. Uvi didu, but the case of both slois, both ribs, and zekenegetze being dislocated, together with part of the vertebra on each side, so they are, it's more than treif, it's nevele. Elo kleima, mi rav avel nifsha, do adibe mi rav. In other words, since in the case of one rib being dislocated together with part of the vertebra, it's treif, so in the case of two ribs with part of the vertebra being dislocated, so it's nevele. It's nevele. Now, this Gemara can be explained. I mean, why the Gemara says that they decided to present the Shaila in regard to two ribs, even though they didn't know the Aloche in regard to the case of one rib. Because if they will present the Shaila in regard to two ribs, so from the answer they will know an answer from the way Rav will formulate his answer, they'll have an answer not only to the case of Tumet, but to the case of